Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along. You ready?
Chapter 3 of Desmond Cole, Ghost Patrol. Ghosts don't ride bikes, do they? Chapter 3 is called The Kicker, Kerrsville Bike Park. When my parents decided to move to Kerrsville, they told me the town had a bike park close to our new house. That made moving here a lot easier. The park turned out to be awesome. It had a huge dirt racetrack with way too many jumps to count. I was prepared though. I was wearing my helmet, knee pads, elbow pads, and bike gloves. Helmet, bike gloves, elbow pads, knee pads. Safety first.
I know that I have those.
You do. You do have that stuff for your bike. I rode over to the start of the track and waited behind a group of other kids. "Hey, you're new here," said the boy in front of me. He pointed to the end of the track. "Whatever you do, don't ride that last jump. It's called the kicker. Nobody ever lands it. Nobody." "Nobody?" I gulped. "Watch and learn," he said. A rider sped around the last turn towards the kicker. Suddenly, her front tire lifted up into a wheelie, and the girl fell off her bike. But her bike kept going. It flew up the ramp and crash landed on the other side. The girl got up and brushed herself off. "The kicker strikes again," the boy told me. While I was waiting my turn, one rider after another wiped out on the kicker. It was weird. I mean, everybody fell off. Sometimes they fell to the left, sometimes they fell to the right. One kid ended up doing a backflip into the dirt. Each time the bike still took the jump and crashed. I was nervous. I was a good bike rider, but I had never tried anything like the kicker before. Finally, it was my turn. I pedaled down the first hill fast. The track felt good as I whipped around the first turn. I hit the first jump, held on tight, and launched into the air. It was amazing! I landed, jumped after jump, and pretty soon the other kids started cheering for me. Until I came to the kicker. At first, everything was normal. Then I felt a wave of electricity sizzle through my body. My bike started to wobble. I gripped my handlebars as the bike jerked from side to side. Next, my pedals began to speed up and slow down. It felt like the gears were shifting on their own. Still, I kept my bike under control and zoomed up the kicker. I couldn't believe it. I was going to ace the track. All I had to do was land the jump.
See if he
lands. I flew into the air, and man, it was exciting. I was going to do it. I was going to scratch. My bike froze in midair. I mean, it just stopped. Unfortunately, I kept going. Right over my handlebars into a mud puddle. My bike crashed down a second later. I had no idea what was going on. But I knew one thing for sure. The kicker lived up to his name. Dun, dun, dun!
What?
That's the end of chapter 3. This is what happens in chapter books. You have to wait until the next chapter. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.